The past 7 years, Duran Jones and the Indications have made a name for themselves as modern ambassadors of R&B and soul music. Now, frontman Duran Jones has come out with his first solo album, and it is heavily inspired by his upbringing in the rural South. NPR's Isabella Gomez Sarmiento talked to him about it.
When Duran Jones approached his label about making a solo album, he didn't describe what it would sound like.
Rather, it would smell like zesty magnolias on a hot July day in Louisiana.
Like the summers in Hillaryville, Louisiana, where Jones grew up.
When asking my gran what was it like when she first moved to Hillaryville, her reply was always the same. The place you'd most want to live.
Jones's childhood largely played out in the church, where he sang with the choir and lived in his dad's trailer. But Hillaryville changed from how his grandmother remembered it. Jones says that the war on drugs and a nearby state highway cutting through turned the town into a much more desolate place. His generation had one goal, to get out of Hillaryville. In 2012, Jones moved to Bloomington, Indiana to study classical music. While there, he started his band, Duran Jones and the Indications.
I really felt like the fans only knew parts of me, and I wanted to be transparent and vulnerable in a way that I haven't been before.
That meant returning home, both musically and spiritually.
Whenever I went back to Hillaryville as a grown man and went back to church and saw that they weren't doing the lining hymns anymore, it really broke my heart.
Wait Till I Get Over, Jones's debut solo album, recreates those sounds of his childhood. In the title track, he layers his voice over and over. And Jones opens up about other key experiences that shaped him, like an early romance.
Boy, you see right through these blood-shot eyes.
The emotions of that song stay with me so long because that was the first intimate relationship that I had with another man.
This song, That Feeling, marks the first time Jones has publicly addressed his sexuality. In the music video, two men encounter each other as adults and slowly remember the tender love they shared and hid as teenagers.
And you know that I've been good to you, baby.
I felt the need to, like, really just be open about my bisexuality because I know how stigmatized it can be for a queer young person in the rural South.
To find that feeling, to find that feeling.
I knew that the process of making this song, this record, would be emotional, but I didn't realize how gratifying and therapeutic this has become for me as well.
Wait Till I Get Over paints a deeply nuanced portrait of Jones's life and of the Southern customs that raised him. To translate that sonically, co-producer Ben Lumsdaine says he leaned on recording techniques that created a blend of traditional and modern sounds on the record. Perhaps most importantly, the whole band recorded everything live.
Oh, my mama couldn't tell me about the feeling I feel, and I'm 49 on a Sunday morning still.
Those are scratch vocals. I didn't even set the mic up very well. And so it's like distorting, and but it was just like too powerful to not use.
Have mercy on me.
This album is the rawest look at Duran Jones yet. For the record's visuals, he posed for photos in front of his dad's trailer in Hillaryville.
The 17-year-old Duran was so embarrassed and ashamed of living there, being from there.
The trailer burned down shortly after his last visit. Jones sees it as a symbol that there are brighter days ahead. But he's proud now to show the world where he comes from. Isabella Gomez Sarmiento, NPR News.